For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Anti-Israel protests continue on college campuses across the United States as students rally together to call for an end to Israeli military operations in Gaza, operations that began after Israel was attacked by Hamas on October 7th. Columbia says it has been negotiating with the demonstrators who were occupying part of campus. Fox's C.B. Cotton has more from the university.
Pro-Palestinian student demonstrators will get to camp out on the lawn for at least two more days. The university says they extended the deadline to clear the encampment now that there's been, quote, progress in negotiating with the student demonstrators. A Columbia spokesperson says the students leading the week-long protest have agreed to remove a significant number of tents and people not affiliated with Columbia University from the encampment and make the encampment welcome to all by prohibiting discriminatory or harassing language.
Opponents of child sex trafficking in the California General Assembly are upset over a measure to punish people who solicit intimacy with a minor. Charlie Butts explains why.
California Senator Shannon Grove introduced the bill making it a felony to buy a child for sex, but Democrats watered it down to a lesser charge.
This particular bill that we have today is making sure that SB 1414, that states that anyone who solicits or engages in solicitation of a minor child for commercial sex will face a felony. Today, that's a misdemeanor. Don't be shocked. I was shocked, but it is a misdemeanor to engage in solicitation or solicit a minor for sex.
During the press conference, Vanessa Russell of Love Never Fails, which helps the girls get out, made the situation abundantly clear. In California, it is a felony to rape a child.
Penal Code 261 states that raping a child under 14 is punishable by 9 to 14 years, and raping a child 14 to 18 is punishable by 7 to 11 years in prison. Why are children who are being sold multiple times a day not worth the same convictions and protections?
So someone paying a minor trafficked for sex often will get no jail time and will only pay a small fine if the bill is passed. An amendment was also approved removing the requirement that the buyer register as a sex offender. The bill faces another committee vote before heading to the Senate floor. I'm Charlie Butts.
Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia will sign a bill today known as the Georgia Squatter Reform Act. He explained the measure to Fox and Friends.
We've had laws on the books in regards to this. Bad actors have figured out ways to take advantage of this, exploit really the process that goes through the local government. So we're passed legislation that I'm going to sign right after this interview to stiffen the penalties to go after these folks, to also speed up the eviction process, but also allow the property owner to go after these squatters for damages.
So you get, it's a misdemeanor, criminal offense, punishable by a year in jail, $1,000 fine. You could have one of those or both. And if you forge a fake lease, you're charged with a felony?
Correct.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a similar bill last month. Attorney General Andrew Bailey of Missouri is fighting illegal immigration in Kansas City. Bailey told AFN every state is a border state.
In the state of Missouri, in 1 year, we've had more than 1,500 deaths from fentanyl poisoning, 43 innocent children who died from accidental fentanyl poisoning exposure, more than 1,100 cases of reported human trafficking, not to include those that go undetected. And so these are harms directly attributable to the Biden invasion at the southern border.
Prior to becoming Attorney General, Bailey was in the military and helped secure the border between Iraq and Syria in 2005. He says it is shameful that the border there was more safe in 2005 than the border of the United States of America today. In final news, the Library of Congress was officially founded on this day in 1800. U.S. President John Adams approved the $5,000 appropriated to require such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress. It eventually became the largest library in the world. Find more news on AFN.net.